WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Stoke Morning Reset. Your daily dose of calm amidst the chaos. Your pocket guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of heart. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you kickstart each day strong, stay centered, and conquer whatever comes your way. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, the power of self-forgiveness and letting go of guilt. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible backpack filled with past mistakes? You know that feeling when you replay a conversation in your head over and over, wishing you could take it back? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. We all make mistakes, but holding on to guilt just weighs us down. It steals our joy, clouds our judgment, and keeps us stuck in the past. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the freedom that comes with self-forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your mistakes. First things first, you've got to own it. Don't try to sweep your mistakes under the rug or pretend they didn't happen. Recognize what went wrong, understand why it happened, and be honest with yourself about the impact it had. It's not about beating yourself up, it's about owning your actions and taking responsibility for them. You know that old saying, the first step to healing is admitting you have a problem. Well, in this case, it's admitting you made a mistake. Duh. Separate past actions from your present self. This one's crucial. Remember, you are not defined by your past mistakes. We evolve, we learn, and we grow. Holding on to those old missteps is like trying to walk with a broken leg. It's just going to slow you down and keep you from moving forward. Think of it this way. Your work in progress, constantly evolving and becoming the best version of yourself. Don't let past mistakes define your present or future potential. 3. Practice compassion. Be kind to yourself, folks. You wouldn't berate a good friend for making a mistake, would you? Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion. Everyone messes up, it's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on the negative, focus on what you can learn from the experience and how you can grow stronger. Remember, self-compassion is not about excusing bad behavior, it's about acknowledging our imperfections and treating ourselves with kindness and understanding. 4. Forgive others. Holding on to anger and resentment towards others is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. When we forgive, we free ourselves from the chains of bitterness and allow ourselves to move on. Now, this doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior, it simply means choosing to release the negative emotions associated with it. 5. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past is a surefire way to drain your energy and steal your joy. Practice mindfulness by bringing your attention to the present moment. Appreciate the simple things, savor each experience, and let go of thoughts that pull you back into yesterday's worries. Remember, life is happening now, and it's beautiful. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work and you accidentally send an email to the wrong person, revealing sensitive information. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and you feel like your entire world is crumbling around you. The guilt weighs heavily on your shoulders, making it hard to focus on anything else. But here's the thing. You acknowledge that mistake. You take responsibility for it. You apologize sincerely to the recipient and take steps to mitigate any damage. You learn from the experience, reminding yourself to double-check emails before sending them. And most importantly, you practice self-forgiveness. You know you're human, you made a slip-up, but it doesn't define you. You move forward with grace, learning, and growing along the way. See? Letting go of guilt isn't about forgetting what happened, it's about releasing the negative emotions that keep us tethered to the past. It's about choosing to move forward with lightness and intention, embracing each day as a fresh start. So, my friends, take this knowledge and put it into action. Be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and remember you're capable of amazing things. Don't let guilt hold you back from living your best life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-forgiveness today. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. It really means the world to us. See you tomorrow for another Stoic Morning Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.